Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Frisca AI highlights this commitment by providing an innovative platform that employs advanced artificial intelligence and mobile technology to empower people to collaborate with their physicians and take control of their health journey.
We want to make healthcare, expertise healthcare, available in the hands of people at an affordable or as near close to zero cost as possible. The next iteration of our engine would give the capability for the patient to input data via audio, right? So you can say, hey, I ate this morning, I had a toast with scrambled egg and a banana, then the application will get all the micronutrients in what they ate. This guy is to solve some of the challenges in the health space. So your listeners, if they have a challenge or they think there is a problem they would like to address, I'm not promising a solution, but definitely we would like to take a stab at it.
You're tuned into the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Visit our website activeaction.fm for more information and to explore all episodes. Don't forget to check our merchandise for exciting goodies at activeaction.shop. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
Dear listeners, welcome back to another episode of the Active Action Podcast. It's me, your host, Dr. Nazif, to talk to you regarding a wonderful topic today. It's both related to artificial intelligence and health. Before that, I just want to take this moment to appreciate our dear audiences for sticking up with us and providing your valuable feedback. I just wanted to let you guys know we did start our Premium Supporters Program, where if you become one of our premium supporters, you will be getting access to tons of articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development. You can do that by going to www.activeaction.fm/supporter. Apart from that, we also started our merchandise. So if you're looking into some cool clothing lines or other goodies, feel free to visit www.activeaction.shop. Without further ado, today I want to introduce to you Shaji Nair. So Shaji is the founder and CEO of Frisca AI. And as you can see, our topic for today is AI or artificial intelligence for preventive care. So before just digging into the podcast, I want to introduce to you a bit about Shaji Nair. So Shaji Nair is the founder and CEO of several successful ventures, including HWFL Company, Frisca AI, and Calari Corp. Throughout his 30-year career, Shaji Nair has focused on leveraging technology and human networks to solve most pressing challenges in healthcare. His latest venture, Frisca AI, highlights this commitment by providing an innovative platform that employs advanced artificial intelligence and mobile technology to empower people to collaborate with their physicians and take control of their health journey. very intriguing just to learn about Friska and what it does, how that helps with preventive care. So, dear Shaji Nair, thank you so much for joining again today's podcast. How are you doing this evening?
Very good, Dr. Nasif. Thank you. It's nice to meet you and excited to talk to you.
Very nice to meet you too, Shaji, and I'm very excited to learn from your knowledge about AI and how that articulates with preventive care. Would you like to provide a bit of a background about yourself, apart from what I just said to the audiences?
Thank you. I am from a technology background, like a lot of Indians who graduated in 1990s, and the opportunities in computers, technology, software. So I've worked in primarily as a consulting side of the technology, identifying how to build solution or customers, identifying challenges. And for the last, at least the last 2 decades, primarily I've been working in the health or health tech space, both the U.S. federal government and some large players within the U.S. federal government space. That brought me into looking at, the largest piece of U.S. economy, which is the healthcare and the healthcare expenses, which currently stands at 17-18% of the U.S. GDP, roughly close to $5 trillion. And I've seen this grow exponentially, but it also provided a not so good outcome for the U.S. healthcare, even though these money. So I've been looking at how do we find solutions that would address some of these challenges. It's primarily you're spending more money, but you're getting less return. Where are the challenges? So we started working in the data analytics and intelligence space. And so that's the background which I brought back to looking at my own entrepreneurial journey to how to build solution to address those challenges.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction, Shaji. So I want to ask you out of curiosity, what actually led you to come into this healthcare space? What actually intrigued you to begin your journey in this space?
Yeah, initially it was more of opportunities in terms of my career. I end up working in tech companies. Those were focused on healthcare or healthcare-related federal contracts. But once I started working in those projects, it became a passion. And because the problems are huge. Whenever there is a big problem, I am excited to see if I can add value, if I can solve some of those challenges, trying to understand bigger. And there's nothing as big as the healthcare challenge, whether it's the largest economy in the world like US or even a small place. So healthcare is a unique set of challenges, right? It directly impacts individuals. So it became a passion from career opportunities to a passion to solve.
Okay, that's wonderful. So your passion actually led you to work in the field of artificial intelligence and how you blended that with healthcare, coming to preventive care as well. So can I know a little bit about your innovation, if I say Friska AI? What is actually Friska AI?
Friska is a, I've always been a big fan of the Scandinavian countries, and Friska is a Nordic language for healthy. And so it's an artificial intelligence to build a healthy individual or a healthy society. And so that's the story behind the name and the company. The Friska was a more of an accident that happened in our journey of business. We initially built, we were building, as I mentioned to you, looking at data points to see where are the challenges, how do we build capabilities to analyze the data and provide intelligence to leadership. One such area we found is endocrinology. Endocrinologists deal with people with comorbidities, and that comorbidities is what is driving most of the cost out there. So we started working with the endocrinologists, looking at the challenges they have, and from starting off with their electronic medical record or their operational system. So we built an EMR specifically focused for endocrinologists called EndocPR. And once we deployed, we had a consulting of around 50 doctors, including one of my co-founder, Dr. George Grunberger, who was past president of the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists. When we built and deployed, we came up with another problem, which is that patients get the recommendation from the physician, you make lifestyle changes, you may be active, and there's so many recommendations. But once the patient leaves that room, now suddenly they have to start finding how do I manage my nutrition? How do I manage my weight? What kind of activity? I mean, as you as a physician, you don't have a lot of time to spend with the patient, right? Maybe 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, or at maximum. So there's a time. So the doctors can't provide these services or consultation for the patient on an ongoing basis as much as it is required. So the Frisca AI is an outcome from there to build capabilities that augments a doctor or physician and provides this continuum of care and resources and knowledge for the patient so that it influences them to make better decisions, better choices, provide the necessary knowledge and tools to have a healthier and more robust life.
Okay, very interesting to know, and also the hardcore capabilities of the Frisca AI, that how that can impact and support people who are seeking help with their preventive care and health as well. Can I ask you, in the topic of preventive care, why Frisca AI is an important development in preventive care, and how does this actually help people?
Yeah, I mean, you probably as a physician know that there's so many systems a patient uses. So you might have a primary care physician,
right,
they might go to an ophthalmologist, a patient goes to. So all these data are in different systems, in silos. They don't communicate to each other, right? So when these data are in silos, it's almost like a blind spot for the physician. They don't have the whole view of the patient. So Frisca solves some of those challenges to bring data visibility or the patient's, the overall health picture into a view for the physicians, one. Second, Frisca as an AI engine with multiple facets analyzes the data, provides more personalized, aware of the patient, recommended treatment plans to the doctor so that the doctor can use that knowledge that the AI generates to provide a more personalized, impactful care to the patient. But it also provides resources to the patient to manage those conditions. Because of this combination of this, so you identify, you, let's say somebody has a condition, either they are diabetic, or let's say somebody says you are no pre-diabetic, you provide capabilities, resources so that the patient is able to manage the condition and they don't develop more chronic conditions. So being more sick with more comorbidities, but even if you have comorbidities, helping the patient to manage it better, and for the physicians to identify patients who are at risk early so that they can intervene to help their patient to be more healthier.
Okay. So from my understanding is then Frisca AI, that will be helpful both for patients but also for physicians. Can you kind of walk us through the process of from starting from beginning to using the app or using the program? How does it go through? What does a typical user needs to do when he or she encounters with Frisca AI?
Frisca AI is a physician-driven application. A typical use case would be a patient comes to see a doctor. Doctor, evaluates the patient and says, probably you would get help with Frisca. We provide you more recommendations in how to manage your meal plan, get you health alerts, connects with your wearables, whether it's a continuous glucose monitor or Apple Health, Google Health. It also acts as an interface to the physician so that they can have a continuum of care. The patient says, okay, I would like to use it. Then the doctor's office, is the place where the patient is enrolled into Frisco. There's no direct patient to Frisco. Oh. So then once the patient is enrolled, they get login credentials directly from the doctor's office, automatically generated to their email. And they can download the application, create their health profile, connect with Apple Health or Google Health, connect with Dexcom, continuous glucose monitors. Then it starts to give them, based on their health condition, based on the input and the wearables and the treatment plans, a daily meal plan. It is automatically created, recommended meal plan, and they can customize their meal plan choices, health alerts if your heart rate goes up, or even based on their activities and the wearable data, it starts to customize their meal plan, gives them daily recommended set of activities throughout the day. And also sometimes maybe somebody has an issue sleeping or stress. And so activities to manage stress, improve sleep. So it becomes companion.
Such a clever and wonderful innovation by you and your team, Shajinar, that both actually is very helpful for physicians, but also for the patients to keep them in track, to let them know the best practices, the important information. It's very helpful to have all that in your hand or all that accessible in one place and to follow those. I know artificial intelligence and in this era has come a very long way. Studies show that preventive care is essential for promoting longevity, reducing healthcare costs, and minimizing visits. But preventive medicine is not widely practiced. So what do you feel from your experiences? What barriers stand in the way of broader adoption of preventive health?
Oh, okay. So that's a fantastic question. I think it's the knowledge, access to information. And this might sound a little taboo, but healthcare or healthcare providers are, after the lawyers, not the most conduit for innovation, right? So they study certain set of principles and then they follow that. Doctors are not very innovative on their day-to-day work, right? They follow regulations and certain principles, which is fantastic. But if nothing has in human history have changed, unless there is an innovative out-of-the-box approach to problems. But in our experience, we found there are a lot of doctors and practices who are willing to look at more innovative ways of approaching it. And our goal has been to provide capabilities that's technology-driven, scalable, so that with a small number of people, you can actually deliver impact for a more population. But also no tricks. It's very simple. And everybody knows you eat better and be active. And there is a positive outcome from it. You don't do any magic pill or any shortcut. All we do is well-known knowledge, using the power of technology and AI to make it personalized healthcare in the fingertip of the patient.
Yes, indeed, preventive health practices should be in broader implementation. And it's very important for physicians and health professionals to keep up with the best practices. It's also sometimes very challenging because they are busy individuals. They have a lot of responsibilities. It's very difficult for sometimes to keep up with the best practices. But also we know there are sometimes continuing competence requirements that all regulated professions like sometimes need to follow, so that it's one sort of keeping an oversight, having that accountability to follow up or having to stay updated with the best practices in the specific health world. We are talking about artificial intelligence a lot today. I wanted to ask you, you are in the artificial intelligence realm. You are working with integrating AI with preventive care in the health realm. Can you let me know, how is artificial intelligence, AI, is transforming healthcare and preventive care in particular?
Yeah, because there is so much data in healthcare. And it's starting to build more and more data. A patient might have digital heart monitors, digital health wearable devices, continuous glucose monitors, insulin pumps. to the tracking, other activities automatically captured. All this have impact in how patients' health outcomes are or how that improves.
Mm-hmm.
And it is humanly impossible to digest all the information. This is where the power of AI comes in to analyze individual health data, whether they come from multiple sources, to analyze, personalize, and build health capabilities. So this acts as a tool helping the physicians to understand their patient better, so that they design the treatment plan or provide the treatment in a more intelligent, more informative way, so that they have these summaries. So for example, if a patient comes and the doctor asking the question, what have you done in the last 3 months or 6 months? What's been some of your challenge? You look at the chart, you suddenly see AI has shown these are the times the patient had a higher heart rate or glucose elevated levels. Are they primarily in the mornings or evenings? So they could ask more intelligent questions. It looks like in March, this period, your heart rate or blood glucose were high. What were you doing at that time? It's much more intelligent from that aspect. It empowers the doctors to understand the patient much better, but also a continuation care where the patient gets these recommendations on a daily basis. So this cycle is going there. So where I think the AI would help or move is what we call this no desert of care. In any country you go, metropolis one way or the other, or in cities you have doctors. But there are a lot of people who live far away from the cities. They can't find a specialist or a care provider as easy as you find in city. So we are also looking at those people, population, whether they are in a developed country or in places like, where I originally came from, India, where there's so many people who may not have access to healthcare. So, but we want to make healthcare, expertise healthcare, available in the hands of people at an affordable or as near close to zero cost as possible. And I think AI would be that driving force in making or the health equity or access to healthcare for everyone.
That's wonderful, Shaji, and a lot of food for thought on how AI can actually complement and help healthcare and that health perspectives among patients, but also at the same time, support physicians and like busy individuals, helping them understand what the patient is going through and how actually that coordinates with the patients. We are talking about Friska AI today. Just from name, we understand Friska AI is an artificial intelligence model and a tool. Yeah. So how does Friska AI actually leverages artificial intelligence to help with preventive care?
Yeah. So Friska is a platform which leverages AI to deliver personalized healthcare for individuals. When I say platform, it has many components to it, and we call them individual engines. So you could have one engine, which we call it Nutri AI, Friska Nutri AI. So what Friska Nutri AI does is it provides day-to-day meal plan for individuals based on their health conditions, various factors, the medicine they take, blood work they've done, vitamin deficiency, based on this. And obviously, people now have allergies or preferred cuisine, vegetarian, vegan, all the variations of it. And our Nutri AI engine will provide them automatically a meal plan on a daily basis. So for tomorrow's meal plan, we deliver the meal plan today. So by afternoon, you get a meal plan, which will help you to plan what your meals should be for tomorrow. So that's our Nutri AI engine. Then on the other side, we also have what is called a clinical decision engine, so which analyzes the patient data from various data points for the patient, if they have gone to a cardiologist, etc. That brings the data to the doctors. When the doctor is seeing the patient in the patient chart, it shows what has been the result of their ophthalmologist consultation, Do they have an issue with their eye or any impact from if somebody is diabetic, regular eye exam, there is a podiatrist consultation, has there been a cardiologist consultation, have they given any prescription medication, so that it provides the doctor, whether it's a family practice or endocrinologist, or it could be any other doctor, to looking at the patient chart, the AI generates these notes of recommendations to say, recently patient had a higher heart rate and the doctor cardiologist has prescribed this medication. And also to say to the patient, because you have higher heart rate and the glucose, you might want to keep a snack near your bed before you go to sleep. So this is one side, it's a recommendation to the patient to manage their health. On the other side is providing intelligent notes and summary of the patient condition to the doctor on an ongoing basis or when the patient is coming for the consultation, right? Now, the next iteration of our engine would give the capability for the patient to input data via audio, right? So you can say, hey, I ate this morning, I had a toast with scrambled egg and a banana, then the application will get all the micronutrients in what they ate, then it will track their intake and provide personalized recommendations. Right? And also it provides reminders when to take their prescription medications. And as a physician, a lot of complication for those with chronic conditions is that they miss medications. And sometimes those medications, we don't take them, builds more complexity. So prescription reminders or to tell them it's time to nap or walk. Instead of that, we do is provide them a specific set of exercises to do. Like you've been sitting for the last 30 minutes, why don't we do a 30-second stretch exercise? Or maybe going before going to bed, you want to have a breathing exercise just so that you calm down and get ready for the bed. So these are all instructions. And sometimes it's video, sometimes it's audio. But this becomes a companion. And as I mentioned, next month onwards, when we release, it will be a kind of a voice companion for the user. Prisca will talk to the individual. And that we started working on through the last year, we had a lot of feedback. A lot of our patients are lonely, right? And especially as you live in Canada or even if it's winter, it's very tough when we don't just go out, you know, somewhere just for a drive because it's cold. So there are many months you are lonely and you have very limited interaction. So we wanted the app to be like a companion where they can ask questions, get answers, and kind of build that interaction. For example, if I am the patient to ask, how was your food? Did you like your meal plan yesterday? What could we change? Did you like that recommendation or not? So the AI can start picking clues from that conversation, and it can start building more personalized recommendations, including some simple tips like, you know, how to prevent fall at your home. Okay. Like, you know, let's say you get up in the night and you're trying to go, app can say, hey, Taji, no, you just woke up from the bed. Do you want to take a 2-10 second breather before you start walking to the restroom, right? So those kind of things, the AI as a tool and capability can be a good companion, more like health companion. I can envision in the next 5-10 years, AI would be a predominant capability for taking care of people, their health. And even if future of AI looks like it would be a health assistant for those who need at their home.
Indeed. And I just want to let Shaji, just from hearing you about Frisca, this is a very intelligent model. And I can just imagine that the amount of work that went into making it and training it to react in the way that it is doing right now. And all the engines that you spoke of, it's very helpful. Even having the nutri engine, the clinical engine, supporting both patients, but also the physicians, generating information and recommendations automatically. And also the last part I really liked when you mentioned that now it would act as a voice companion with patients, and just some extraordinary features that Frisca AI possesses. There are many health applications. There are some health AI platforms out there in the market, in the app store. There are mobile fitness apps and other helps us actually support with some vital functions like measuring heart rate, hydration, steps, sleep, diet, all these things. So how is Friska AI different from all these other platform or tools, or what actually makes this a unique platform for preventive and health?
Oh, thank you. So if you notice it, there are primarily two sets of applications available in the market, or at least within the space. One is what I would call mostly monitoring devices, right? So these are heart rate monitors or blood pressure monitors, or you have BMI or blood oxygen, these kind of wearable like monitoring devices, including CGMs, right? They provide you information to the patients, and the patient has to make, based on the information, intelligent choice. And the other side of it is there's a lot of these health applications, which are fitness apps, recommendations. They're all what is called the AI wrap. They are the front end of it, but back end, they are using platforms like ChatGPT or Adios, some of the other tools, and they wrap them around a unique use case and they deliver. And they're fantastic, right? In our case, our engines are our own. So that means we build the engine, our LLMs. We are not connected to any other third party. So we trained and we built the engine. So this continuously learns and evolves through that. Second is, there is a lot of monitoring capability out there. As two of the biggest companies in the world, both Apple and Google are building more of these capabilities. So what we want to do is build those monitoring capability. That's one set of input for the patient. The other set is the consultations that the doctors provides and the recommendation. Then there is sets of lab results. There are pharmacies, the prescription, the patient. Using all those monitoring, descriptive and physician consultation, expert consultation, everything into then using AI to build more personalized healthcare and preventive care capabilities using our own labs. So that's why we have different pieces of this engine, nutrition engine, clinical decision engine, and we are also working on a diagnosis capability. That means we are testing out the hypothesis around, based on your imaging, can we detect possible cancer or some other possibilities? But that's much further down the line. That requires a tremendous amount of testing. But at least that's, if even if it's not us, somebody else would definitely be doing that. But that is, these engines, what we develop is becoming smarter and more efficient and faster. So that means I can deliver a personalized meal plan for a million people in few seconds or in less than 2 minutes. Imagine the level of effort and the nutritionist, the amount of consultation you need to generate, just that piece of it. So I think the uniqueness has come from is bringing all the monitoring capability that exists in the market and building intelligence from it, but building our own engine to have a comprehensive view of individual's health and providing guidance to the individuals to how to manage it, but providing that intelligence to the doctors in terms of making better clinical decision and diagnostic decisions.
Thank you so much for very wonderfully explaining that, Shaji, and letting me know and our users know how actually Friska is a very unique platform, health platform that actually stands out from the other health platforms or AI models that is currently available in the space. I'm really impressed to know what capabilities Friska actually possess. And it's very intriguing how it is helping patients and the different engines that you're speaking of. Very impressive that this complete system is built by your own team. And just like you mentioned, only generating a nutrition model or a diet plan, the amount of work that went into it is, you can imagine like how much work that was put in to make it a perfectionist. Can I ask you, so this model, is this available to patients right now?
Oh, yes, yes. We as I mentioned, we deliver this through, you know, physicians. In our case, we are only deploying through endocrinologists. Yes, they are, you know, physicians and practices using. We are also working with a couple of large EMRs in US. So Prisca will be available. Part of the EMRs, the doctors or the patients are using. So that would be our next scalable deployment. We would have few large population deployments in the next few months.
That's very exciting. Can you tell me, how are patients actually reacting to Prisca AI at this moment?
Oh, so this is, you know, this is what, when I'm not sure it's the right comparison. It is almost like going on a date and you first, the patient, this is like, okay, I'm interested. What is this? There's some keywords, you know, stuff like AI application, personalized care. Then the question becomes like, you know, how much is going to cost me? Our model is patient doesn't pay anything. It's billed to an insurance. So there's no cost directly to the patient. The only qualifier for a Prisca is the patient is qualified to get that service, or they have to have comorbidities. Yeah, correct. So it's a determination made by the physician and the doctor. So once they're enrolled, initially, anyone who has not done this kind of activities for their life, they would have questions, how to use it, how to connect with the wearables, how to track. And when you get the meal plans, I was surprised. A lot of patients called to say, I am getting my meal plan on my email also. Are you going to charge me more for it? We have to say, no. I mean, we stand by the statement. You have no cost to it. There are nothing hidden here. And it is not typically built because you have chronic condition. This is a program to help you manage your chronic condition. So somebody said, I don't want meal plan sent to me every day and you're billing me this much end of the month.
Right.
Said, no, there's no bill for you. It's a part of physician's deployment. So it's been both learning and educating. So we are continuing to educate the patients, the value and how to use it. But then for us, there are also a lot of value chain, right? We initially planned the platform offers a lot of live sessions with yoga instructors or fitness instructors or even with the nutrition. Yeah, there are live sessions also. You can join the session, ask questions through the platform. So it's interactive, but it also has video. So when people ask, then we learn that some of them don't have time during the weekday. So they would have weekends. And sometimes we learn a lot of teachers go to work very early. If they are teaching in high school, you're probably, you know, leave, if you're a little away from your school, you're probably leaving like 5:30 from your home to reach the school. So they want to have sessions early morning. So we kind of started to iterate. And so we are learning both of it. I mean, I'm not saying we figured out everything from a delivery model, but I think what patient who are using it would say is that we will do anything to make them happy, excited, be flexible enough to meet their time goals. So we learn, we have this system, what we call anything we do, we get a feedback mechanism. So like even the meal plan, when we deliver, there is a portion for them to provide us a feedback. So we are continuing to learn from the patients and iterating how we do, how we deliver, timings and all those things. So the patients appreciate that. But there are also patients who are learning how to use that, right? Sometimes they have schedules in the session. They don't know which button to click to join a session. But those are some things we are working to. So we are improving our ability to give them training and those kind of information. So every day we work with the motto, ask at the end of the day what value we did deliver to our users. And that's been our goal. So we ask that on a daily basis. So we move our goalposts based on that.
That's wonderful. And thank you so much for explaining, Shahji, this wonderful innovation, Prisca AI. And I feel like this should be easily available. This should be within the reach of physicians and as much as patients as possible, because it's truly helping with their daily lifestyle. And with that companion part kicking in the future days, it's going to be a gem for sure. I'm sure my audiences would love to know more about Fisker AI and about you as well. So I just want to let you know, dear audiences, if you do want to learn about Shaji Nair, need to know more about Fisker, how it can help you, you can definitely get in touch with Shaji if you go to our website, www.activeaction.fm, and just search Shaji Nair's name. You will get access to his webpage. So there are links for his socials and Fisker, and you will find a way to contact him over there. And also, if you feel free to ask Shaji any questions, feel free to shoot me an email. I'll send them to his team as well.
Thank you, Dr. Nassif. I appreciate and you know your wonderful conversation we had. I want to leave with one thought. As I mentioned at the beginning, Fisker is to solve some of the challenges in the health space. So your listeners, if they have a challenge or they think there is a problem they would like to address, I'm not promising a solution, but definitely we would like to take a stab at it. Please reach out to us.
Thank you so much, Shaji. I really appreciate your openness to taking on how to improve Fisker by taking those suggestions and feedback. Like I mentioned, dear listeners, if you have any, please feel free to reach out to Shaji and his team. Thank you again so much, Shaji, for joining this podcast. And I'll be in touch with you to learn more about this wonderful platform. And looking forward to taking a better look at it. Dear listeners, we were talking to Shaji Nair and we got to learn a lot about Fisker AI today. If you have liked our episode, please feel free to share this with your friends, families, or any other who might find this podcast useful. I again urge you to provide us with your valuable feedback and suggestions. Those are always very helpful. Last but not the least, if you find our podcast helpful, please don't forget to provide us with a tip in our virtual tip jar at www.activeaction.fm/tip. Any tip you provide directly goes into the production of the podcast, and it helps the podcast and me as well to bring wonderful guests to you and let you learn more about personal and professional development. With that note, I encourage you all to stay active and take action. I'll see you in the next episode. Up until then, take care, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast at activeaction.fm. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. Oh, one more thing. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Get started for free. Visit our website, activeaction.fm/supporter, for more information. Take care, stay active, and take action.